Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitabit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Vitabit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No, ah. Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitabit Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale, 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate, con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
HR Bill 4435 noted last year, May 2014, has been declared for 2015 and 2016 years. Other nations has been notified to step in to combat against people who were caught stealing by hacking government internet connections and websites. The government is due for a full nationwide shutdown and martial law within the curfew being set. This is as of 9/15/2015, noted by the United States Congress. I don't know if you guys had read the notice or the panel through the United States Congress. Well, we can find it here. But what it says basically is the full nationwide shutdown and declaration of martial law. House Bill 4435. We can find it here. HR bill, calendar number 425, through 115 congressional duty session in the Senate of the United States, June 5th, 2014, as you went earlier, May 2014, an act to authorize operation of fiscal year 2015 for military activities of the Department of Defense for military construction and for defense activities of the Department of Energy to prescribe military personnel strength for fiscal year and for other purposes. This act of martial law has been worded in such a way that you guys won't recognize it. That's the House Bill 4435. We're going to read you guys another one here. Republic Media's notice. Soon as it gets up here. But that's specifically an aspect of martial law that's being declared. On the aspects of the criminal mindset of the public of the United States. Republic Media National, 1800 Ocean Avenue, San Francisco, California, 94112-424-239-5336 is the phone number. Republic Media is your home for the New World Order, public notice, Nation of the United States of America, 913-2015. From the offices of Nathaniel Rico Kimikasio, CEO and COO of Republic Media National, in regards to and of the HR Bill 4435, of a full nationwide martial law for the United States of America, USA, dated and sent by the United States Congress, May 6, 2014. This notice is in notation from the United States government from the recent events that happened nationwide, and the also includes the mass rioting, misjudgment of local and state police, misuse of the system, misjudgment of one person who commits suicide, cyber theft, including cyber stalking and cyber bullying, federal tax ID fraud, and track and trace in the system. This is effective immediately. This is effective immediately and continuing until further notice. There will be a nationwide curfew in effect immediately and continuing to have further notice. There is a specific instruction given to the United States military of use of any firearm for anyone or any person out of your home or place of residence. There is now a zero tolerance for anyone caught at your home whom the full nationwide martial law is being enacted. No one will be allowed to leave their residence that resides in the United States, and no one will be allowed in the United States once the full martial law is declared. No one in, no one out. Martial law is in effect immediately. Failure of misuse of the law will result in severe action by military officials. Signed by Nathaniel Rico Kimikasio, Republic Media National, CEO and COO of Republic Media National. Republic Media National is a federalized corporation, multinational federation, FCC number 002200-4170, 002377907, and 002383243. The Federal Communications Commission. Martial law has been declared martial law is in effect. Got an email in the program here. If you guys have any questions, any concerns, you can call in 657-833-0568 is the number to call in. This is that's been given tip for the security of me, that's the vehicle can we talk to, and the location of the radio program. In the program, if there's no phone calls coming in, we'll be done noting the thing that was recorded several months ago.
Overnight. The Army doesn't want that information to be made public for security reasons, but we can tell you why they are here. Now, this may not be such a huge deal that these rigs are in town if not for the speculation that was coming via the internet today. St. Louis police first put out the word that people may see these armored security vehicles in their neighborhood, especially near the Army Reserve Armory in North St. Louis on Goodfellow. But that was about all the information they released. On the KSDK Facebook page, in just a few hours, we had more than 100 people weighing in on what was going on, with comments ranging from people saying they would stop and salute if they saw the vehicles to others worried this was the beginning of martial law. Well, it turns out this is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train members of the 354th MP Company here in St. Louis on how to drive these rigs. The military's driver's ed of sorts, if you will, on the highways and on city streets. They are not loaded, they are not armed in any way, but the Army says that does not mean they aren't dangerous.
Can we go to war?
There we go.
This is what means by George many of you guys here in the States, that you either tell the truth or don't say anything at all. People have never seen my menstrual cycle. Yeah, I know who lives in this village. Never me.
Can we go to war?
And the reason why everybody listens to me and not everybody else is lying is because I've proven the truth. I have evidence. I've proven myself as who I am, not what they think I am. I have actually proven everything online by YouTube, by radio program, by President Obama, and of course, other evidence.
Can we go to war?
This is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train.
They're coming.
All right.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. This is Captain Perfect International via Block Talk Radio. Speaking to you live here from Duval, South Dakota. You guys are probably aware of the Kirk case by now. Submitted to the judge, Second Circuit Court, as well as the First Circuit Court. Both are aware of the situation. Both are aware of the charges. The reason why there's a court case set for trial, basically to the fact that my mail was being stolen. I am suing for the damages of the lost mail, suing Broadcast Week Incorporated for not paying royalties to the business. I am suing the United States Postal Service for not listening as well. Suing the state of South Dakota in behalf of their part of the fraud. United States District Court for the United States of America versus Michael Galanda, Charlie Fieldman, Chris Diamond, Misty Breck, Lynn Campbell, Marty Jackley, Myrna Mowry, Molly Becker, AJ Smith, Cleveland James Carey, Missy Carey, Trevor Carlin, Edward Oz, Aaron Harris, and Steve Johnson. Criminal complaint. On the night, or September 10th, 2015, of the County of Minnehaha and the Second Circuit Court of the District of South Dakota, the defendants violated U.S. Code 31-372-9 false claims to be not in the costume, which is me. So have my ID with me. 3730, civil action for false claims claim to be me, that's in the costume. U.S. Code 1708, that's the receipt of stolen mail. Stolen mail from 4th South Dakota Place, that's in the state to the files. U.S. Code, Chapter 83, Postal Service. U.S. law never investigated. Basically, what happened that they investigated, by the time they finally realized what was going on, it was too late and I had quit working for Broadcast News Incorporated. U.S. Code 18-1709, theft of mail, matter of the officer of the employee of the United States Postal Service, Edward Oz, and those previously stealing mail. 18 Part 1, Chapter 95, U.S. Code 1956, money laundering, stolen pay from mailbox, of which Broadcast News Incorporated had used to commit fraud. Code 18-1344, Bank Fraud Legal Information Institute, which is the stolen banking information from the mailbox to commit fraud. That would be the banking information that Wells Fargo had never either had sent and I never received, or someone stolen the information to commit fraud. Signatures has been forged to open the bank account. Short story, I am being blamed for fraud when I have the original documents when I was basically monitoring everybody, including the Postal Service. Name established and noted for behalf of this court case. And which I had actually shown on YouTube. Sworn to and before signed in presence of the Honorable Judge Lawrence E. Long of Sioux Falls. That's the name of Kimikatu, CEO and COO of Republic International. Dated on September 10th, 2015. All we're just waiting for is just a signature from Judge Lawrence. That's all we're waiting for. There's also seizure warrants for the people stealing or cyberstalking as part of this crime as well. Again, any questions you need to send, call in 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. If you have any questions, any concerns. 8:50 a.m. We've got 10 minutes in the program. With further ado, if there's nothing more you guys have, if there's nothing more you guys have to say, we'll be closing out the program. on behalf of Zach Six. Once again, martial law has been declared for the United States. No further ado, no phone calls. We'll be closing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bitavit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo, e ti basta un no farti libero. Se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca. Se per te è una professione, o magari è solo un gioco, e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Uno...
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano crene e buona musica. Carino.
Eccoci tu.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18:30. Show, terzo su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che tu ora potrai avere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
This is a production for the Little Bit Show. Copyright 2012-2015 Universal, a network of multilingual radio group in association with the United Nations, a service of World Public Media International, a part of WC47 San Francisco and Conversant, owned by Universal Pictures, Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by asia.com and usa.com.